This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hi, guys. Okay, it has been a while, and I really just like needed a break, to be honest. My mom was visiting for 2.5 weeks. So we really just kind of enjoyed ourselves. I also was incredibly busy with Lemon. We launched the holiday collection. So yes, Christmas, which is crazy. But I wanted to do it early this year and bigger than ever, which is exactly what we did. But it was a lot of work to get there. And the release was the biggest release I've ever done. I mean, there was definitely a moment where we were unboxing everything and I thought to myself, I'm not sure if this is gonna fit. Like, uh-oh. But we got it to fit. We were strategic. And it all worked out. But it was just a lot. So I just felt like certain things like the podcast, I just needed a moment. I also had one of my kids' birthdays. You know, it was just back to back to back. And then I just had my birthday yesterday, and I'm officially 38. It's so funny because, I mean, forever, I've always known that women especially are weird about saying their age. And I've never felt that. Ever. And I know I'm not like that old, but I mean, I'm 38, like I'm not like 22, you know, like, but I just feel like, I mean, age is just a number, but also, you know, you make life what you want it to be. So then whatever age you're at, you're proud, right? So I just feel like I'm proud of where I'm at for turning 38. And honestly, I kind of feel like I'm in my 40s, even though I'm not. And I think it's because I definitely have friends that are in their 40s that I'm really close to. I think a lot of my kids' parents are older. Some, you know, so I think there's a little bit of that. I feel like I've said this on the pod before, but I feel like when I turned 30, I made this like crazy, you know, goals list, and I hit pretty much everything on that list. Like one of them was like start a business, leave your corporate job, and I did that, and like build your dream home and did that, and you know, like all these things. So I just feel like turning 38 right now, I'm like, I did pretty good, you know, like whatever happens in the next few years before 40 is just like icing on the cake kind of a vibe. I will say aging is hard in the sense of like, I swear sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, who is that? Like I'm starting to look older, or I just feel like I just feel gross sometimes. And I think part of that is just like being a busy mom. Part of that is actual aging. Part of it is exhaustion. I don't know, but I definitely have moments where I'm like, whoa, like I'm not 25 anymore. So that's hard, but I'm a huge believer in just like aging gracefully and just like loving yourself and just enjoying every phase, everything, you know? So I'm just trying to be in that realm. I will say, I think birthdays are such a good personal check-in moment because obviously it's your birthday. You're the one aging. It's your timeline and it's your goals. So you can look back and say, okay, you know, what have I done in the last year? Or what have I done in my 30s? Or what have I done in my 40s? Or what have I done in my 20s? And just kind of like put your own evaluation on your own timeline, on your own life. And I think that can be such an interesting, powerful tool that I do think that people ignore. So I'm a big fan of just like reflecting around my birthday and just, you know, checking in with myself, setting goals for sure. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you already know that I love setting goals and crushing them. But I also think it's such an important time to just like be proud of yourself and just kind of celebrate and enjoy and relax and have fun and just really be able to say, hey, good job. You know, good job this last year. You've got a new fresh year ahead of you and all of that. So I wanted to share with you guys a few things that I've learned this year that I think is so interesting, powerful, whatever you want to call it. Number one, I heard from, it was like a lecture or an interview with a brain doctor. And he said this, he said, highly intelligent people do not show kindness for those that disrespect them. And it was like such an interesting thing to hear. And obviously it stuck with me because I remembered the whole entire quote. I'm going to take a sip of water, but let me read it one more time. Highly intelligent people do not show kindness to those that disrespect them. I mean, that is just so good. I can't tell you how many times in my life, whether it's myself or someone else I know, where you get in situations and you're like, oh, I should show grace to this person. Everyone makes mistakes, or, you know, people can change, or, you know, I shouldn't be so harsh and like quick to dismiss people, or, you know, I always felt like I had this personality where like, I'm super nice and I'm totally your best friend. And if you screw me over, I'm done with you. And I always thought that was such a negative quality I have. Like, I was always like, I should be more chill. Like, I should be more easygoing. I should be more understanding. And it really dawned on me this year that like, no, I shouldn't be. And this kind of, you know, quote I took out of this, you know, interview or lecture really kind of like hit it home for me, where I think there's a difference. Like, if somebody messes up, let's say someone's like rude to you or doesn't treat you well, and then they circle back and come and they go, hey, I am so sorry. Like, big mistake. I didn't, you know, I was having a bad day, or it wasn't really about you, but I took it out on you. Or, you know, I think it was just a misunderstanding, but like, I really care about you. Then it's like, okay, they've acknowledge their behavior, they're apologetic, and you move forward. I think that's very different than someone showing disrespect to you without taking ownership or being apologetic, and then expecting you to just continue to be kind to them. So I just think it's so powerful, and I think it can really change the way that we look at relationships in general, because it could be anything. It could be, you know, a neighbor. It could be, you know, someone on your kid's sports team. It could be, you know, a coworker. It could be a business acquaintance. It could be, I mean, you name it, right? It could be someone at the grocery store. Like, I don't know. It could literally be anyone, anywhere, any situation on any level. But I think that sometimes, you know, we mistake being a good person and being kind with being walked all over. And I think that's where this really kind of comes into play. So it was like a big aha moment for me. And I'm like, I'm good with the fact that when someone shows me their true colors, I'm never second guessing myself. And I'm like so proud of that, you know? So I feel like if this even helps one person, like, amazing. But that was a big one for me this year. Another one I've really learned this year, especially through doing the podcast and interviewing such amazing people that are doing amazing things that they love, is that successful people just go for it, right? Like, I think like the common thread in every single interview that I've done is that successful people just one day were like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, you know? It's like someone that was a teacher that decided they want to go into interior design. And then, you know, that's what they started doing. You know, or it's someone that was working out at the gym and people started asking them to help them train. And then they started making it into a business or whatever. Like, if you really go back and look at all the guests that I've had on the podcast so far, that really is such a beautiful common thread. And it's true. Like, you know, people will often ask me, like, why did I start Lemon? How did I start Lemon? What made me decide to do Lemon? And I mean, the answer is kind of a little bit long, but it does kind of boil down to, you know, it's just something I felt like I would be good at, I was interested in, and I just went for it. That's it. I remember early in Lemon's like life, there was a husband-wife shopping and the husband started chit-chatting with me and he goes, you have like a big background in retail? Like, what's your background in retail that got you to this point to owning your own store? And I remember thinking like, oh, no, I don't really have like an extensive retail background. Like, I did retail in high school and through college as just like a part-time job, like many people do. But my background was really corporate for a decade before I started Lemon. And I just remember when he asked me that question, I was like, nope, not really. Like, and it kind of made me like, you know, jolted a little because I was like, oh, like I really don't have a strong background in this. Yet here I am doing it, you know? And it's that kind of moments that you realize like really anyone can do anything. They just have to like literally go for it and do it. And I think that's the missing piece for so many people, right? Like so many people will ask me for business advice or how to start a business, how to grow a business. You know, what do you really need to do a business plan and get started and all of these things? And honestly, my answer is just start. That, like, just go for it. Jump with both feet and you're going to land somewhere. And I'm not saying like take a bunch of debt out or, you know, quit your job tomorrow. But you can jump without like crushing yourself, if that makes sense. You know, I started Lemon before I quit my corporate job. And I actually used a bunch of my time off to launch Lemon. It was during holiday season. So I kind of like wove through my own time off with the holidays, you know? And then, after that, I kind of like took a beat to get everything in order because it was a pop-up shop that first season. And, you know, the day I opened the first brick and mortar for Lemon was the day, was the last day of my corporate career. Like, that's how tightly knit it was. And it was perfect because when I was letting go of my corporate job, I wasn't scared because I really felt like positive in what I was doing with Lemon because I had done the work up until that point, if that makes sense. But no matter how you slice it and dice it, I made the decision to start Lemon and I jumped with both feet, you know, like it was like a, it's happening. And most things in life, it is a do it or don't. Like, you know, these people that, you know, are in school for years and they don't know what they want to do with their life. It's just a perfect example of they're just not jumping, you know, like they're just stalling. They're second guessing themselves or whatever. So that's been another like just perfect example to me that like really whatever it is in life, and it doesn't have to be career or business. It could be health, like could be, you know, you might say, all right, that's it. I want to lose the weight. I'm done. Okay. As long as you literally go for it and you don't second guess yourself, you're going to get there. And we all know that, right? It's the same thing with healthy habits. Maybe it's making the bed every day or flossing or making sure you go to bed with a clean kitchen. Again, it's just doing it. You just do it and then you do it again and then you do it again and then you do it again. And then that's just your life. So yeah, I think and it is scary because it is that simple. So when you really break it down, you're like, whoa, like I could do anything I want if I just go for it. And that I think is actually scarier than the thought of failure. If that, you know, at least for me, I personally, because I know if I put my mind to it, I could actually do it. And it's the, do I actually want to do it is scarier. And then the last thing I've really kind of noticed and learned this last year is trying to enjoy the nothing. Like, I think many times if we get breaks or we have free time, I think a few things happen. We either get bored and we don't like that boring, bored feeling. Or we get guilty. We feel guilty because we're like, ugh, I'm laying here watching Law & Order SVU and I could be doing a laundry list of things. But if we're able to kind of like dial it back and just remind ourselves like we need to be able to enjoy the rest. We need to be able to enjoy the nothing. Sometimes the best thing we can do is lay there, take a nap, watch a show, read a book, you know, go outside, and especially now with the weather getting better, like go outside and just like sit on a bench and just breathe the air and drink your tea, you know, like those moments of just chill. And we need to just be able to enjoy it. And I think part of the reason it's so hard now is just like our phones and social media and everything is at our fingertips and everything's so fast. And so there's always something to do. Not only could you be looking at social media mindlessly, but, you know, I can get on my phone and I can order groceries. I can get on my phone and I can literally order dinner and have it delivered. I can go on my phone and like right now I'm sitting at soccer practice for my oldest. I can get on my phone and I can watch my son playing baseball at a different field. You know, I can get on my phone and I can check messages, whether it's text messages, emails, or messages on GroupMe or whatever team group messaging system we're using for this team or that team or whatever. It's constantly something. And it's really hard to just like shut it down and also enjoy the nothing, you know? I think for me, I can shut it down, but then my mind starts racing. I start to like feel a little guilty because I'm like, there's things I could be doing, whether it's for the family or for Lemon, or even like, oh, I should be working out right now. I could get extra working out hours in, or, you know, I could be food prepping, or I could be organizing the kids' closets. Like, I could literally list hundreds of things that I could do to fill empty time. But we need to just be able to chill also. And the nothing is just so important, but it's so hard to do, for me at least. So that's something I'm really been working on, and I know it's like a forever probably battle, but you know, I want to get to a point where I don't feel any guilt for just like chilling, you know? And like, when I say do nothing, I mean literally do nothing. Like, not like hanging with friends, or not date night, or not, you know, spas or whatever, but like literally just chilling, doing nothing at home when I could be getting things done. Goals for this year for me, I mean, I feel like it's kind of basic, but like, health. I started doing my early morning workout routine over a year ago, and I'm really loving it, but I want to like kick up my workouts a little bit more. Like, I haven't really been sore in a long time because I just think my body has gotten so used to the movements I've been doing, and it's every single day. So I do need to like kick it up a notch so I can get like a little bit sore and, you know, work certain muscles that I might not hit all the time, and kind of get out of like this is boring mode in my workouts. And you know, food is always an ongoing thing for all of us. Family, like, I just really want to indulge myself in just my husband and my kids and just motherhood. I just know that my youngest is going to be a senior in 10 years, which is crazy, which means that two of my kids will be out of the house, and one kid will be a senior in 10 years. So it's like, I'm getting so close to being an empty nester. It like hurts my stomach to think about. And I'm not one of those moms that are like, oh my God, my baby. You know, like when my kids went to kindergarten, I was like, ah, yes, like the best day ever. I love you. Bye. You know, go fly, sweethearts, you know? So I'm not like one of those moms, which there's nothing wrong with that, but like, I've just never been like that. I'm more like practical and logical. And like, when my youngest went to kindergarten, I was like, oh, I got all the kids in school and I don't have to pay for preschool anymore. And it was just so amazing. But the idea of being an empty nester is like, wow, like that's intense. So I definitely want to like cherish these moments, but I also feel like we're in a little bit of like a juggling act right now, because we've got three boys all in sports, all over the place, and I do want to figure out a little bit of a sweet spot with that and get them all dialed in with their sports. But I won't bore you with the details, but it's just like, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of changes for all of them. So I think this year I really want to focus on just what's best for the whole family. And then obviously business is always a part of the goal. I mean, it's been about a year and not quite a year and a half yet, but almost, of Lemon being in Tennessee. And I always say the first year is the hardest, and then you kind of get settled. So I do feel like settled now, but it's definitely like time for more growth and more notoriety and just really establishing ourselves in the area as like the go-to gift shop and go-to holiday stop and just kind of have fun with it. So that's always on there, but definitely this year has that vibe in place. And then last for me on my goals is to have fun and like do things that I actually enjoy. For example, with my birthday yesterday, like for weeks, my husband's like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Like, I'll take you to lunch. Like, what do you, you know, it's your birthday. What do you want for your birthday? And I finally, like last second, was like, this is my perfect day. And I was like, I just want to wake up. I want to work out. Like I always do, get dressed, you know, hang with the kids. And then there's like a new Nordstrom Rack that just opened and I wanted to go and just shop and just like chill, shop, look around, maybe get, you know, new shoes, new clothes, whatever, which I did. And it was like so refreshing to just like go buy something for myself. Like I feel like moms are always like, let me get this for the kids. Let me get this for the house. Let me, you know, and it's like, obviously I grab things from Lemon all the time also. But this was just like, you know, a step up, like things that I don't have at Lemon, like shoes and things like that. And then I was like, I want to go to lunch and not like a fancy lunch, not, you know, go to Nashville, dress up, go to a cute spot, not that kind of lunch. I just wanted to like have a salad, you know? So like we got a salad and then we went and got some pumpkins. I really wanted to do some pumpkins. And did a little bit of fall decorating. And then, like, I kind of, like, laid and closed my eyes for a second. You know, just, like, a bunch of little stuff that, like, I actually wanted to do. Like, what a concept. But I think a lot of times we do what we think we're supposed to do. Like, oh, it's your birthday. Like, you know, plan a fancy lunch or go do a girls' night out or, you know, do a fancy dinner with the family and pop champagne and have a big cake and like all these things. Like literally I told my husband, I was like, all I want is like one of those eclairs from Whole Foods with a candle in it. And that's what we did. And the kids don't like eclairs. The kids are kind of weird with dessert in general. So I was like, just get them some donuts and like call it a day. Like nobody really likes cake that much. I don't want cake, you know, and I literally just said everything I wanted and that I thought was fun. And I did it. And it ended up being such a lovely birthday. Nothing fancy, but like so perfect. And that made me kind of add that to my list where I was like, that's how I want to like live my next year. Like I just want to be able to chill. Like I want to be able to like be like, you know what's fun for me right now? I want to organize the supply closet. And I get it. Most people think that that's stupid, but I like it. I like doing stuff like that. I like it when things are organized. I like getting fresh flowers and putting them in vases. I like washing the, you know, the rug on our front porch and putting it out fresh. Like I like maybe the stupidest things, but I need to just start doing things that I enjoy without feeling like it's weird to other people. And that's it. You know, like me and a couple girlfriends, we have birthdays back to back to back. And we were like, we should celebrate. Let's go do something like Miss Sue Girls Night Out or maybe like some, you know, whatever. And we ended up just being like, let's do a spa day on a Monday morning, and that sounds so dreamy, and we're doing that next week. But it's like that kind of stuff where it's like, who cares what quote unquote you're supposed to do, and just start figuring out what you actually enjoy. And I think it's actually a really hard concept for us as adults. I think kids are really good at that. You know, kids will be straight up. They'll be like, I don't want to do that. Like, or I do want to do that. Or, you know, mom, I want to do Legos. I like Legos again. And it's like, all right, cool. But as adults, I think we're constantly doing what we think we're supposed to do, right? It's kind of like when you go to a wedding and you have a glass of champagne, it's like, well, that's what you do at a wedding, or, you know, whatever, like that kind of stuff, where it's like, the older I become, the more I'm like, no, this is not what I want. Like, I'm like, if I go on a group date night and we're getting drinks, I'm not a big drinker at all. But if I'm going to have a drink, like, I want it to be a really good drink. So I literally have like a formula now of like what I drink, and people make fun of me, and it's a little difficult on the waitress or waiter, and the bartender has to be good to be able to make a good drink. But to me, it's like, otherwise I'll just drink water. Like, I don't want to have subpar alcohol. Like, that's just where I'm at in my life. And it took me, you know, 30 some years to get here, but here I am and I'm not looking back, you know? So I think it's things like that where I hope that people can start just being their true self, not being apologetic for what they like, you know? Like, I'm sorry, if you're 49 and you love Taylor Swift, like, just lean in. Just lean in, you know? Who cares? Be whatever it is that you like. And yeah, that's my 2 cents for getting older and where I'm at and the things I've learned. And I'm excited for this next year. You know, it's so funny because I keep wanting to talk about resting because I'm just so tired right now. But I definitely see myself resting more this year. There was just so much hustle last year. And that's just not sustainable. And, you know, we don't talk about that enough either. But yeah, I love it. I'm also just having so much fun with this podcast. So we are going to get back to getting our amazing guests on here. Again, I just like needed a moment. I needed a break. But now I'm back. I'm energized to bring new content to this podcast, bring new guests, and just end 2024 so strong. So stay tuned for that.